A preschool in Southampton on Long Island could be the key to restoring a Native American language. The Shinnecock no longer have native speakers, so they've decided to enlist some of their youngest members in a quest to secure the future of their language. Jessica Opetich of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
The Shinnecock Native Americans can trace their ancestry back more than 10,000 years to the very first people on Long Island. There are now about 1,500 tribal members, and many of them live on an 800-acre reservation in Southampton. There's one preschool here, and on this early morning, a handful of students aged 1.5 to 3 years old sit in a circle. They sing a song they've learned at the Wanichanunk preschool. Each child gets a turn to beat the drum while the other children sing Akwe, which means hello in Shinnecock. They sing this song because of tribal members like Tina Tarrant. Tarrant is a Shinnecock linguist who scours historical texts written in Shinnecock and English to bring back native words.
What I've done was try to pick out portions of the language that we can use in daily conversation, and we can pop in different vocabulary words.
Like hakame for welcome and mushkanawash for see you later. Tina Tarrant's mother was the late Elizabeth Thunderbird Hale. She was a respected tribal elder and educator who dreamed of a school like this one, where they could teach the language to their young. Thunderbird Hale died just 2 months after the school was opened, and a tree was planted in her memory. Josephine Smith is the director of the Language and Cultural Program on the reservation. She says the Shinnecock are like many Native American tribes who want to reclaim their language, and they don't like hearing their languages described as lost or dead.
We have had over 400 years of people trying to take our language away from us and trying to stop us from using our language.
Smith was one of the first on the reservation to give her children Shinnecock names, like Cholena, which means snowbird. Others, like Tina Tarrant, have done the same. Tarrant says it's the early stages of a reclamation process that will continue for a long time.
And as everyone becomes familiar with this way of saying things, then we'll move on to another way, and that will go on for generations.
And the tribe now offers Shinnecock language classes in the evenings for adults. Jessica Opetich, WSHU News.